Death Star.
Yes, Death Star Radio in full effect. No type.
How you doing?
Control.
How you doing?
Hello, everybody in the anchor world.
Hello, everybody. This is my first time on this podcast, so I don't know what to do nor say because I've never been in a podcast, but I'm ready to have a good time.
Welcome to, well, I guess it's our show today. I've been doing this for a while, so okay. I'm comfortable. I'll let you pick a topic since you're the guest, and then okay. We can go from there.
Okay, so the topic that I would like to talk about today is Instagram, like ASAP Rocky, my okay. cousin. That's how I like to talk about.
A person that I love very, very much.
Okay. Well, yeah, so, you know, for this whole past week, everybody been coming at him because of a little porn flick he did.
I wouldn't even consider it a porn flick. It was a 1 minute video. It was like almost a screen grab. I don't consider that a porno or a sex tape. Sex tapes don't
So what
last.
Do you consider?
A screen grab. I don't know. Maybe he sent it to the fat chick and she leaked it. I don't know. I don't think Rocky would leak it. Honestly, I honestly don't think Rocky would leak it. Like, I don't feel like he did that. He has no reason to do that.
I think he did that. Yeah, like, I don't think he meant to leak it. I just think he did that to, like, save it in his phone, because that's what most guys do. Like, we, like, do things like that, but we don't send them out. So, yeah, I don't know how it got leaked either. It was probably an accident. His phone got hacked. Something weird had to happen, but, like, the whole backlash online was, like, you get all these celebrities that's talking about it and all that. They acting like they would have done any better. I mean, don't everybody have lazy sex sometimes? What do you think?
Like I said, I don't know how it leaked. I feel like if he got hacked, it's a lot. I don't think that's the only video he got in there. He gets around. Let's be honest. The man gets around. But that's beside the point. I want to know who leaked it. I'm always blaming the chick. She is, whoever she is, my co-star.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah, man. Like, if I was him, man, I would have been happy to hit that. I mean, yeah, so, you know, like, earlier, I got into a little debate with a person. I'm not going to say no names, but, you know, we went back and forth, and I was called a Captain Save-A-Hole, you know, for no apparent reason. Yeah, like, you know, things got a little crazy, you know, things went left, you know, and I was just trying to, like, tell the person that they shouldn't be commenting under another grown person's post, you know, like drinking Haterade.
Well, I'm gonna stop you right there. When you put yourself in the public eye, you have to be open to all types of scrutiny. I'm a private person, so nobody can talk shit about me. If somebody talks shit about me, that's real hate. But if you got your whole asshole out there for people to see on a page, like, that's it. You a target, and then you a target because a lot of people want ASAP Rocky. Everybody wants to know, you know, what was in the video, who was in the video. No face, no case was what I went with. But at the end of the day, okay, people have to learn. People, there. What's this other chick? I'm not hip to, like, newer artists. I'm a little bit.
Miss Steffi, you talking about the same chick you talking about, right?
I think her name is Summer Walker.
Yeah. Summer Walker. Yes.
I also have anxiety. Like, I have severe clinical anxiety to where the point
was I believe most people have some sort of anxiety. It doesn't have to be social, you know. It can be, you know, like, different types of anxieties, you know. I feel like everyone has some type of anxiety.
I wouldn't say everyone, because I wouldn't put my ass out there because of my anxiety. Anybody, like, I think about my future. Like, I'm a mom now. I say this on every episode. I'm a mom.
Okay, what if he recorded that and she didn't know he recorded that? That I mean, that's probably not her fault. You got to also look at that angle, too. Like, she probably didn't know that it got leaked. So you get all these people commenting under her Instagram post. And she like, wow, I probably didn't know that situation even happened. I'm shocked.
Well, she knew.
That's
she
why you
knew.
Don't see
and
her.
And that is what makes you a Captain Save-A-Hole. Because she knew. She knew. Like, don't say here, you really defending this chick like you a lawyer. She's not paying you to defend her. What do I know? Maybe she is. But what one thing I'm gonna tell you is, she knew. You know what you're setting yourself up for, and guess what? She gained off a 1 minute clip, guys. She gained over 500,000 followers, because when I followed her, she did not have.
Wait, hold on. So you know, this person was going back and forth with me, saying, yeah, they earned 1 million followers from this 1 minute posting. I mean, I don't know if that's true, because I believe this person had like 900K followers before the whole situation even happened. I mean, ain't that true?
Negative. But I mean, if we're gonna make the whole episode about Rocky's dick, we can go to other places too. So
whoa. I'm not talking about that.
Oh, my baby's on the show too, guys. You know how it is, mom life. So you'll hear her. Yes, come on.
What, she want to eat something?
She wants me 24/7. It's not easy, but it's okay. But anyway, I have my opinions. I feel like Rocky and his dick, if it's him, right? No face, no case. Did influence her following. Like, come on, he just got her weight up, basically.
Yeah, but, you know, and there's a lot of people, you know, commenting under his post saying like, "Yo, you shouldn't have hit that. You was weak. What was you on? You was and all types of things, you know." And like this person, he's a regular person. Like, you know, people read comments and they get hurt from comments, you know, like.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, because I feel like it's not justified for people to talk about him, his sex, his penis, his anything over a video that was maybe not even 90 seconds. It was a minute and 20 seconds, 80 second video, and people were saying, "Yo, dick game is trash." Females that'll never have a chance to fuck him, and then dudes that probably don't got no better dick game than what he showed in a 1 minute clip. Right. I think that a lot of times, I know from personal experience, guys like to record, and recording turns you on a little bit more. So it kind of probably made him come quicker. Or maybe he wanted to be done. Maybe she was
fun. Or you know, like, I'm thinking maybe he was hitting other chicks before, you know, that even happened. Like, probably he hit a chick that same day and he didn't have enough energy for her. It'd be like that sometimes, you know?
It'd definitely be like that, but that's the whole point. The point is that, like, in this whole debacle, she won. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, in the whole, if it was her, because nobody has confirmed anything, but I have my
sources.
I have my own sources.
But, like, when you say she won, it's not like she got paid, but yeah, she won because...
Oh, she definitely got paid. Rocky paid.
Listen, like, she earned followers, but, like, you know, like, you don't get paid off followers. You get paid off the work that you do. Like, what work does this woman does besides post Instagram pics on, you know, like, posting pics and all that on Instagram? Like, what else does she do?
She's another Kardashian. That's a job. She's another
Kardashian.
Well, just posting pics,
not a pussy.
It is what it is, to each his own. I'm just saying that Rocky took an L. Rocky will never take an L. In my eyes, Rocky never loses. But Rocky took an L in the sense of everybody commenting on his dick, and his dick game is trash, and he can't last, and he got a little meat. All this negativity while this chick is gaining followers, which to people like me and you who are not shallow, we don't care about followers, but to someone like her, that's just more attention. It's just getting her
points up. And that's the thing, and that's what I kind of want to talk about. It's like, it's not even an ASAP Rocky situation, because like we spoke about that already. I just want to talk about, like, why do people get a high off getting followers? Like, people think they're better than people because they got, you know, 5 million followers or whatever. Like, people just, it's like social media. People rather have a life on social media than having a life in real life. Like, people will live on social media rather than live in the real world, if you know what I mean.
The world is hard, and it's easy to put a persona on social media that she's this bad bitch.
Yeah, it's like,
she got
like
a million followers and don't got no real title. She got a million followers and got no real title, nothing to show for but ass. I mean, to me,
Yeah,
as
I mean,
a woman, that's sad, and I don't know how men look at it. Men might be, my own husband follows this chick. She's just a booty model. Like, he puts them in a category and says, oh, the big booty bitches. There's nothing valid about her other than her big booty. There's nothing they can say, oh, she wrote a book. Oh, she's this. Oh, she's done this for the earth. Oh, she don't use plastic. I don't know. Something concrete. It's
well,
sad.
Listen, I mean, as a man, I'm going to just speak from my perspective. I mean, of course, like, we all lust after things like that. But
that lust.
We don't love it. Like, we just lust after it. You
okay,
know, that's
so
about.
So you brought up a great point. So do you respect it, though?
Do I respect men lusting over whores?
Do you respect a woman who has a million followers over ass pictures? If we're gonna take Rocky out the equation,
do I respect it? I would say no. I mean, I believe a female shouldn't be posting her body, but then again, there's models that get paid for that, you know. So it's like a 50-50 with me, like saying, yeah, that's their job. They pay the bills off that, but then again, there's, well, if that's how they pay the bills, I agree with it, but if that's not how they pay their bills, if they're on Instagram posting ass pics and they're not getting paid for it, they should be ashamed of themselves.
The reason why the followers matters to certain people is because it's like we're living in a time or in a society that those things determine your value. So now she'll get a different type of clientele where she can just be like, what? I got a million followers. I ain't fucking with you unless you paying this. You know, like, that's all it comes down to, because what's the first clapback that people say? Nigga, you got 50 followers. Ain't nobody paying attention to you. Like,
yeah, yeah, true, yeah.
What does it matter if I got 2 followers? Maybe I don't want people following me. Maybe I got an Instagram so I could be nosy and I don't want people in my business.
And you know, like, a lot of people that got a lot of followers, they all put on a fake persona on Instagram. Exactly. You know, they flash fake money. They make girls think they got it like that, you know. They make girls fall in love with them, and you see them in real life, and they staying with their mom. They don't got no car, you
no,
know. Like, they
like,
just
it's the meme
a lot guy. Of people just be capping, you know. Like, Instagram is like a meme nowadays, man. It's a lot of cap going on.
Instagram is a big filter where people put their fantasy life of like what they wish it could be, but in real life, it's not like that. It's like I see them a lot because I follow mom pages. So you probably don't seen them or never came across them, but it's like the memes or the posts that say like Instagram versus real life.
Yes, and that's crazy, man. Real crazy.
It is crazy, but that's what it comes down to. I mean, the comments.
I mean, but you know, we live in a generation where it's just everyone want to be that star. Like people want to just, you know, get to it without putting in work. Everybody want it fast.
Right, and that's the Instagram life, though, because it's like...
You know, like everybody be capping, you know, people lie, people try to put on the front, people try to be...
But not
people,
everybody.
You know,
there's a
you know,
lot of genuine people in the world, not everybody. It's the people that get consumed.
A lot of people try to just fit in, like, they do things that they wouldn't usually do when they're alone, but... They're next to people that's different from them, so they want to be like them. So they're going to try to do what they do to fit in.
Right.
But it doesn't benefit them at the end of the day. It's just going to lower their spirits.
It lowers their spirits, and that's why people are stuck on Instagram and likes and how many likes did I get. And if I post my ass, I'm going to get more likes. Hell yeah, I'm going to get fucking likes if I get naked. Like, I know what I look like naked. But I have respect for myself and my daughter and my husband. And I feel like somebody got to be really worthy or familiar with me to see me. I'm not doing that. Like, it's to each his own. I'm not putting anyone down. But at the end of the day, to sum it all up, she got to 1 million after the leak. Before the leak, she was nowhere near 1 million because I started following her after the leak. And when I got there, she was at 600,000 or something. So her numbers definitely went up thanks to
my question is, but is she signed? Like, how is she getting paid off of this stuff? Like, where's the sources?
Well, I found out today that she has a what's that thing called, fans only, my page on, I don't know, one of those things. I don't keep up.
My fans. Yep.
She has a my fans. So basically it's like, you got 1 million followers here. if you could move your million followers to your My Fans Only, I don't know what it's called. I could be saying it wrong. To Fans
Only Fans or something like that. Only yeah, fans. Yeah, Only okay. Fans.
So now if you could move a million followers, she's charging them $10 to get into her account a month. If you could transfer that over, you got to think about the money that you're making. That's all it is. It's like YouTube people's views.
Oh, no, I doubt people is going to be paying for pics. I mean, there are some weirdos and freaks out there that be masturbating and all types of sicko shit to that, but you know, that's a small percentage of people. A lot of people not gonna be paying for no pictures.
Not if you posting them for free for the world to see.
Hey, I mean, you know, like nowadays, like most porn stars do that. It's like you in the porn industry, then you got a OnlyFans page. Like, why are you doing both?
Because
if you're getting paid already,
that's how they get paid. Don't ever think porn stars get paid a lot of money either. Like, I looked into it. Porn stars don't make crazy money. That's why they be old as hell and still be trying to do porn. Because it's so many porn stars. It's like you go to the strip club and there's 30 fucking strippers. You really think everybody's going home with money?
Yeah, you know, and like, you know what? Like, speaking of porn stars, since we started speaking about it, I want to bring a little topic up. I want to talk about sex. Like, sometimes I feel like sex is overrated, you know? If you do it too much, it gets to a point where, like, that's not all you want. Like, you want other things, you know? Like, you want to have dope conversations, you know? You want to take nice trips. Like, it's not all about sex. I feel like people that want to have sex 24/7, like, they're thinking with the lower, not the upper, you know?
So, do you believe in sex addiction? Since we're on the topic
yes.
of a lot of sex?
Yes. Yes, I do. I feel like at some point, we're all sex addicts at some point, you know? But I feel like a lot of people get over it because they realize, like, that's not all they want. And it just get boring sometimes. Like, imagine doing it 5 times a day, every day. Could you do that?
I can't. Shit, you said that and I was like, whoa, who's fucking that much? Unless I'm, like, high energy.
I know people that's like that, though. Like, I know so many people that's like that. And I ask them, like, how is it possible? And they just say, they say all types of wild things, like they take pills, you know, it's crazy.
I've always believed that people that have some type of addictions are trying to fill a void. If you are sleeping with people, unless it's the same person and y'all that into each other that y'all could fuck 5 times a day for 5 days a week or more, then that's love. That's just because I get tired really quick.
But about what you said, like, about they're all trying to fill a void, I believe that, like, it's like there's something missing. But, like, what they don't truly know is if there's something missing, man, you got to just go within. You got to soul search and look for what's missing. Like, meditate. Try to take some time off to yourself, you know? Like, try to fill that void, because if you don't fill it, you just keep going without, like, trying to, like, you know, get to know yourself within, you're not going to never get to a point where you, like, truly start to know who you really are.
Do you believe that ASAP Rocky has a sex addiction? He said it in an interview, so it's free combo.
Well, I believe. I mean, he said it. You know, I'm not with him 24/7. I see him like 3 times a year. I don't know.
I feel like with him, it could go both ways. I think that he's confusing. He has access to anybody. Like,
well, yeah, like
somebody.
that's what I believe. Like, he, as a celebrity, you just have more access to women because women go for guys with money. That's just how it is, you know. Like, you have more access, so that's where I believe he said he's a sex addict. I believe that's what he meant. He just have a lot of women. Like, I don't think he meant like he just have sex 24/7.
I don't think so either. I know him. I don't think that's what he meant.
He probably just worded it wrong, and he didn't think about what he said. That's what I think he did. He just meant like he have access to more women.
An addiction is like it consumes your life, right? Like, you can't function without whatever the drug is. Or some people are drunks. They're alcoholics. That's an addiction to liquor.
Yeah, you know, like I know people that, like, I mean, most people have an addiction. Either it be, you know, drinking, weed, sex, fucking opioid addiction. Like, a lot of people that be doing that. Like I said, if you want to get past these addictions, either go to a fucking what do they call them again? Yeah. Go to a therapist and get some help, because I believe mental health is a serious issue, especially in the Black community. It's not talked about in the Black community. I feel like a lot of people have it.
Okay, this is going to be my take on Rocky, because I talk about Rocky all the time on the show. My listeners know that I love him. My husband knows that I love him. He sure damn well knows that I love him. But this is my take. I feel like he has a lot of different people around him, and he was basically like thrown the title of a sex symbol, and he ran with it. And that was it, because even from early on, there was like this, oh, he's a pretty boy, oh, he's this, he's that, and a lot of times...
Yeah, pretty boy Flacco.
A lot of times, we feed into what people tell you. Subconsciously, you could be a strong person, you could be a strong-willed person, but when you have an image to maintain of like, oh, okay, so I'm a sex symbol, what does that mean? I'd rather he be a sex addict than like go out bad and have some type of weird drug addiction. I'm like a say no to drugs person, very wholesome. I've done a lot of fucking drugs in my life. It don't take you nowhere good. You get into it allows like demons to enter you. It's really bad. But a sex addiction to me is a bit much, because
So what have you done, if you don't mind me asking?
In the sense of drugs?
Yeah.
Pills, weed. I've never done hardcore drugs. I've never.
Oh, okay, done. Okay, okay.
Listen,
I was gonna say.
In the Bronx, South Bronx, and crack and heroin, we don't go near. So people,
right.
There's a lot of youth, man, fucking around with heroin, not knowing that, like, yo, hardcore. What are you doing?
Like, not even that. Like, it's like more people in the younger generation, like they be taking you know, lean and all that, like promethazine and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
A lot of people taking that, man, and they get the belly gut. A lot of people have seizures, you know, like Lil Wayne, Famous Dex, Rich the Kid. Like, people having seizures left and right, and they're still taking it, even though they know this drug can kill you. It's not even a drink. It's like a drug, man. It puts you to sleep, and you can never wake up again.
No, listen, when I used to hang out with the mob one time, I don't know if it was Ills or if it was Bari, but one of them had lean, and I was young. I was 22, 23 at that time. That's like the perfect age to wild out and get it out your system. And they used to be like, no, Steph, you can't have this, da da da. And like, in my mentality then, it was like, oh, y'all being selfish. Y'all don't want to share y'all drugs with me. But looking back, I appreciate them for that, because
people
don't know what they're taking, and they do it because other people around them do it.
Yeah.
It's cool. But self-esteem. Like, I used to drive, and they would be like, yo, if you drink lean and you drive and you can fall asleep at the wheel, like, just a lot of things that people don't think about.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's like everyone does it to look cool, I guess, you know? Like, we all live in that day and age where if you pop pills and everything, you're the cool guy.
Definitely, to some people, it'll make you the cool guy. It doesn't help that the music industry is full of, you know, songs that put it out there. Music is very powerful. There's been studies about the way music affects your brain. I'm actually writing a book on this, and how, like, the things that you hear is really subconscious to the way it enters your brain. So, like, they hear this and they think it's cool. Molly Percocet, whatever the fuck, I'm on this, I'm on that. And then people think, like, I guess they think, like, they could be similar to an artist if they're doing something kind of like brands, right? Like, oh, if I wear this, I'm going to be like this person. It takes a strong-willed person to be like, nah, I'm good. I'm good with this weed over here. I don't need nothing else.
Yeah, so true, man. Like, that's like, you know, Juice WRLD. Like, that was crazy. Rest in peace to him, but that was crazy how he died, man. Like, they said the pilot found out they had guns on a jet and 70 pounds of marijuana, and like, he called the cops. Like, if he wouldn't have called the cops, Juice WRLD would have still been alive to this day. But I guess he was a snitch, or that was just probably his job to do that, because the guy would have probably got fired if he never have done that. But
listen,
Juice WRLD overdosed on pills. Like, they said he just like stuck mad Mollies and Percocets in his mouth and swallowed them because he was scared.
That's crazy.
Like, why would you do that though?
Because, okay, and I had a podcast about this. I had an episode about this. Because when people do drugs, their mind is not clear. That's the only excuse that I could think. Because my man could have flushed it. He could have crushed them up and ran them under the faucet. He could have denied. That's the number one thing. But you think by eating them, you're saving who? And that's why I'm strong on, like, speaking things to existence. Because you know what he said. Oh, fuck a 27 club. We're not making it to 21.
Yeah.
The young man was 6 days into being 21 when he died. You don't speak things like that.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's like how a lot of artists talk about death, man. Like, XXXTentacion and Lil Peep and all of them.
Rest
and then, like, people like, wow, you know, and that was actually in the Bible. Like, God said, if you speak things into existence, it can actually happen, man. Like, people just talking about death in music, and they just come up dying, and everybody just like, wow, man. It's crazy.
Well, that sucks. And I pray for Rocky a lot. I pray that he's always around people that will let him make a good decision.
Yeah, you know, like,
it's not cool.
A$AP Mob is cool, especially A$AP Ferg. Like, he one of the realest. So, you know, like, he definitely be chatting it down with A$AP Rocky. He one of the smartest people in the camp, so I'm pretty sure they are good.
I like Ferg. Ferg is a cool guy. When I met him on the set of Brand New Guys, he had a different
aura. Yeah, I met him too.
He had a different aura. He had, like, a really innocent, wholesome aura. He wanted to talk to me, but it was just so much going on at that moment in my life that I was just like, oh, my God. I can't keep falling for this shit.
Yeah, like, the last time I seen him, it was, like, a probably, like, 6 months ago. He was with his uncle. Like, they were working out at the gym I went to. I was like, really here? No security?
No, Ashley.
But his uncle, big as hell.
Ashley know his uncle.
Yeah, like, the uncle, big as hell, man.
But he's
that
a
is
really good
for
person.
Security.
He's a really good person. And you know what? That man, whether he... I'm hard to forget. I'm unforgettable. I know that for a fact. But I will never forget, and I hope to see him and thank him one day, because I'm not the type to reach to somebody's DM. He said, anything that you ever been through is going to be in the past. He said, you're going to be married, you're going to have kids, and all this fucking bullshit that you're going through right now, it's not even going to matter. And I look back now, it's almost, I could say 6 years, 5-6 years. It's true. Like, he spoke positive life into me, and I will always appreciate him for that, because it's not, we live in a world where it's cool to bring people down.
You know, like, people just bring people down to, like, feel better about themselves, because, you know, like, them themselves, they don't feel good about themselves. Like, do you know how they say broke, like, hurt people, you know? And I believe that's true. Like, if people don't get love and they hate themselves, you know, like, they're just gonna spread it on, because that's all they know.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in, though, you know? Like, it's cool to be the bad guy.
Not in my world. I don't believe in that. I try to stay away from evil because I have a beautiful baby daughter and I want to do right. But sometimes it's like, it's in me. My back is against the wall. Oh, I'm JC's niece. I'm a rat.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I would never do it out of malice. Like, I would never go on somebody and say, oh, this is wrong with you, or you can't do this. Or no, I'm a real person. I like to state facts. Sometimes I come out of my mouth. But it's never with, like, the intent to, like, break somebody
down. Yeah, you know,
down
and, like, see, what I believe is, if you was raised in the hood, you just gonna grow up with that, you know, that backbone in you where it's like, yo,
shit,
I'm cool, but I ain't gonna try me, you know?
Yeah,
it's like that in the hood, and that's why, like, I feel like suburban people can't really relate to what, like, people that was raised in the hood kind of been through. Because we're all in a world where, like, people die every day. And you know it can be you next. So, like, you, like, walk outside knowing that you can die. But you still, you know, doing what you got to do to live and survive in this world.
Listen, when you from the hood, people die in front of you. And one of my books,
yeah.
I actually talk about this incident that I was in the elevator. I was, like, 12. I was in the elevator with my little sister, and one of my neighbors was shooting up in the elevator. Elevators are not big in the hood. I've never been in a huge elevator.
They're shooting at your elevator?
She was in our building elevator shooting up like a foot away from us while the A female, yes, some dyke bitch.
Wait, I mean, I ain't trying to sound racist or nothing, but what was she?
Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's crazy, man.
I'm a very protective person of people that I love. Like, I go hard for care about.
Okay.
And I've always been close with my younger sister, and all I could think about was like, yo, how the fuck I'm gonna get her out this elevator? This shit is so surreal. Like, you really shooting up. And the thing is, she wasn't shooting herself up. She grabbed her friend's arm and was shooting her friend's arm. And her friend was like screaming. She was like, don't worry. After you get that high, you're gonna be good. And it's like things like that. That's what teaches you.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, wait. So like, she killed her then, right?
No, she didn't kill her, but she basically like was shooting her up against her will. And to me, that's crazy to think that somebody could be that weak to not be able to say no. Or you think you get the fuck out of here. I don't want nobody around me if they doing fucking shit like heroin or
That's just crazy, like, man.
You smoke crack, you could go that way. Nah, I'm not with none of that. None of it. Even pills to a certain extent. Oh, you pop perks? Go that way. I'm not with that. I'm not. Because I've been in hospitals and I've seen...
You know, shit that I be doing sometimes, like, I just smoke weed, but, like, that's, like, once a month. I do it occasionally.
I smoke weed occasionally, too.
Yeah, I don't do it every day, you know. I don't believe in doing it every day. I do it occasionally, you know, probably a few times a month.
Have you ever done it every day? Like, has there ever been a point in your life?
Yeah. In 2015, because I got four brothers. In 2015, like, every day, they would just, like, be chilling, you know, like, having females around, like, you know, the little get-togethers, like, how everybody around chilling and everything, so, like, I would just, you know, sit down, chill, smoke with them, play video games. We all walk to the park, but like, you know, for 3 months I was smoking like a lot of weed every day. But the next year, 2016, I just stopped doing it because I felt like every time I was high, I didn't feel like doing nothing. You know, I felt like smoking weed 24/7.
Did it ever become like a chore? Because I slowed down when I was like, oh fuck, I gotta go smoke. Like, I don't want to feel like that.
Yes, because like every time my brothers or sisters like spark the owl, I would just be like, yo, you know, like I'll be ready to hit that blunt. The past though, you know what I'm saying? Like, things change, man.
And this is why I'm recording the daytime, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, this has been a really good podcast. I don't think I've ever had any episode go past 20 minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah, like, this is my first podcast, you know. I spoke to you on Instagram earlier. We had a nice conversation. You told me to get on this podcast. You know, I've never been on this before. I appreciate the welcome in your podcast.
Yes, I've been doing
I appreciate y'all radio. Fans for listening, you know.
Let's see what we get back. I always tell my listeners, please give me feedback, critique, comments. I welcome feedback, good or bad and ugly. But
how long have your podcast been lasting?
I've been doing it for a couple of years, but I used to do radio work for Flex, who's a douchebag. And when I was in high school, I'm 31 now, but when I was in high school, so I've been trying to do radio for a minute now. I actually got an internship with him. And he was cool, but it's just, I guess it wasn't.
He a piece of shit, man.
Maybe the universe of my mom was trying to save me. So what happened was, I was 17. I wasn't 18 yet. And he pulled my mom aside and he was like, you should give me a number in case we ever want to do more work with Steph. And my mom was like, I'm not giving him my number. If he wanted to work with you, he would work with you. He don't need my number. He's trying to do funny shit. And at the time, I was like, oh, my mom's being a hater. Flex don't want to talk to you. But looking back now, it's like, maybe she was right, you know? Maybe.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, after you said that, like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, he obviously wanted to hit that. But, you know.
Yeah, my mom was definitely younger, so I could see it happening now. But it didn't work out. And then later, I have a few of them recorded in case he ever tried to deny. But I used to do the takeovers. So I would do like, I would pick a playlist. He would fuck with my playlist because he always had an issue with me playing or trying to play ASAP music. And then after a while, I was just like, you know what? I know my worth, and I know that I have a radio voice. I know that I have the content. I'm not gonna let this fucking old ass funky flex try to make me feel like I don't belong in radio. So I just stopped doing it.
Yeah, man. You know what, man? Fuck that old piece of shit, old school 50-year-old motherfucker that's still at the radio station. You don't got billions. You just sit down talking shit about people like Chatty Patty. Man, fuck yeah. That old
That's
you.
Another thing. He's a very negative person. It's very rare.
Like, yo, negative person. Like, he just called up people from New York to his fucking show. And that's why he's doing so bad. Like, The Breakfast Club is way better than his fucking show. You know why? Because they get artists from all parts of the fucking world. They don't just call up New York artists.
He makes New York look bad because he makes it seem like... like, New Yorkers don't support
the even Hot 97 is better than his show. Like, artists that go on his show are, like, not heard of. Only a few are. Like, most artists on that show are fucking local artists.
I should have known he was a bozo. Fuck you. I think it was around... let me see if I could get my numbers right. Around
2015, he started being a bozo.
No,
because
no.
He was
being, I remember. Yeah. It was around 2012, 2013, because I was going hard on the radio. And he said he was going to end Nicki Minaj's career. And in my head, I'm like, yo, you a radio DJ. What the fuck makes you think you can end somebody's career?
And you a grown-ass man talk about ending a female career. That's what Chatty Patties do. They just sit there, talk about people, and they do nothing about themselves, man. But, you know, I had... I'm on a podcast, you know. I hope I can get on here again.
We should nice definitely do this again. I think we flow. I think we're gonna next time.
Yeah, we'll the vibe is good. Like, this is the first time I ever did this, and the first time we both doing this podcast, and it's going past 35 minutes, going on 40 minutes. That's just crazy because I felt like it was gonna last 5 minutes. But you
when
know,
I do it by myself, it's pretty short because it's like. I gotta wait for everybody to be sleeping, and I'm like this whisper voice. It's like,
and plus, it's like
night.
You don't have no one to like bounce back conversations and you know ideas and everything, so it's kind of hard for yourself on a podcast. I don't see enough people doing it. Most podcasts have
two to three people,
yeah, you know, like the Joe Budden podcast, for example, they all just sit down on the couch and speak, but. It's
sometimes,
four of them.
Well, sometimes my husband will do it with me, but it's not the same thing because it's like you kind of hold back and saying the things you want. Because like right now, there's nobody here but my daughter, and she's not judging me for talking to the phone. Like she don't know what I'm doing. It's just, you know, like I'm like, okay, why are you looking at me a certain way? I'm talking, and you know, but that's what it is. But I think that this is gelling well, and we should do it again. And I'll look at the numbers and see what's up. Normally, I write a treatment and I write what we're going to talk about. I'm going to edit this one and make sure that, like, we could cut the ending out.
Yeah.
We could finish talking off of this, but it was good. And hopefully, maybe we could do this a weekly thing.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, like, definitely. You know, like, every weekend, Friday, Saturday, whatever day, you know, 2 times a week, 3 times a week. If we're not busy and our schedule is not busy. That'll be a cool thing, you know. And I can't wait to be on this podcast. But, you know, tonight I'm going to have a little get-together for my family. So,
well,
it was nice speaking to you.
Together. Thank you for being on the Step Star Radio podcast.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this podcast. I appreciate y'all. And
questions and comments are welcome.
Support Steph. Steph for president.
Bye.